It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Thursday, October 27th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, the Strategic Midterm Reserve. It's actually the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, but President Biden has released more crude oil from the SPR, part of a mission to artificially suppress gasoline prices heading into the midterm election. He's released more oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve than any of his predecessors since it was created back in 1973. These reserves are stored in salt caverns down on the Gulf Coast. Draining these reserves has been a tool for the Biden administration to suppress oil prices. It also signals a new era of intervention. The White House using what's supposed to be, well, an emergency reserve in case of unexpected shocks in oil supply as a political weapon to try to drive down prices, make voters less concerned about inflation and the cost of fuel as we head to the polls. Last week, Biden ordered another SPR sale of 15 million barrels of oil in December and laid out plans to refill the dwindling emergency stockpile, which is now at its lowest level in, well, 40 years. You can see the days left in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve now under 25 days with projected sales. Now, the thing is, Biden wants to refill the SPR when the price of a barrel of oil hits $70 a barrel. As of this recording, West Texas Intermediate crude is trading at about $85 a barrel. So what's the incentive for U.S. producers to sell right now? None. It turns out, by the way, according to Bloomberg, that earlier this month, Biden made a secret offer to OPEC to buy oil from OPEC producers, Saudi Arabia, Gulf allies, Russia, Venezuela, at $80 a barrel to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Understand what I've just said. Offering foreign producers $80 a barrel to refill the SPR, suggesting that he'll wait until, and this is, you know, of course, OPEC said, no, thank you. Not only did it decline to sell the oil to the United States, it cut production, which of course tightened supply, driving prices up. Declining a request from the White House to hold off on the production cut until for another month, which not coincidentally would fall after the midterm elections. That famous fist bump between President Biden and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman turned out to be a face slap from MBS to President Biden. And please remember, in all of this, Democrats killed a proposal by President Trump 2 years ago in 2020 to refill the Strategic Petroleum Reserve when the price of a barrel of oil was at $24. And President Trump was going to buy it from domestic producers, not from Saudi or Russian or you get it. It is quite obvious that the cabal running the White House right now really hates domestic energy production, and there's no sense behind that whatsoever. Topic number 4, the border. Customs and Border Protection made 227,547, that's 227,547, arrests in September at the Mexican border. This is the most in history, by far the highest number for any September on record, 35,000 more than the first September under Joe Biden, the previous record, by the way, and up 12% from the month of August. Fiscal year 2022 apprehensions at the southern border of the United States now more than 2.3 million. The new fiscal year began on October 1st. Neither the White House nor Biden has commented on the numbers, but of all the illegal immigrants arrested in September, 42% came from Venezuela, Cuba, or Nicaragua. Previous comments by the White House blame the failing regimes in those countries for the inflow here into the United States. About 3/4 of those arrested single adults, the rest family units or unaccompanied children. And oh yes, the Border Patrol encountered 98 foreign nationals on the terrorist watch list in 2022. That was up from 15 in 2021, which begs the question, if they caught 98, how many do you think they missed? Topic number 3, it wasn't an accident. New study in the origins of the SARS-CoV-2 virus titled, well, I'm not even going to read the title. It's long and complicated, but this was published on the preprint server BioRxiv, concludes that it's highly unlikely that the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the virus behind the COVID-19 pandemic, originated organically. In other words, the odds that it occurred in a laboratory, let's put it this way. They put the odds of natural origin as opposed to originating in a laboratory at less than 1 in 100 million. Less than 1 in 100 million chance that this virus occurred naturally. Now, responses from corporate media and government-approved scientists range from outrage to more outrage, basically slamming the study without providing any countering arguments, really. In other COVID-related news, a couple of COVID-related court cases in New York worthy to tell you about. A judge in New York ruled Friday that it is unconstitutional to allow voting by mail based on fears of the coronavirus. Saratoga County Supreme Court Justice Diane Freestone, who's a Republican, wrote on Friday in her decision that, it appears Democrats are poised to continue the expanded absentee voting provisions of New York state election law in an Orwellian perpetual state of health emergency and cloaked in the veneer of voter enfranchisement, end quote. New York Democratic leaders have already appealed, not surprisingly, and a New York Supreme Court judge on Monday struck down New York City's vaccine mandate, finding the rule unconstitutional, arbitrary, and capricious. This ruling struck down the mandate that saw over 2,000 New York City workers fired for not getting a COVID-19 vaccine. This ruling extends to all public workers, including the New York Fire Department, Police Department, and Department of Corrections. The city has been ordered to reinstate the fired workers, and those workers are entitled to back pay. And yet, the White House is still shilling for the jabs. A month after President Biden declared the COVID pandemic over, he appeared Tuesday at a podium to declare that almost everyone who will die from COVID this year will not be up to date on their shots, end quote. This is provably untrue. In fact, the White House media team put out a Halloween trailer-like promo for the shots featuring the message, time to get your annual COVID-19 vaccine. Annual COVID-19 vaccine now. Remember when we were told that two jabs and two boosters, you'll never get the virus, never. Now they're telling us, it's already happened. They're telling us that it is now going to be an annual thing like the flu shot. Topic, can we just stop already, please? Topic number two, gender wars. Interesting news out of the UK where The Telegraph is reporting that England's National Health Service is embracing a radically different idea. Childhood transgender identity generally doesn't extend into adulthood. This tracks with surveys, research showing that, yes, in the vast majority of cases, children who think they're the wrong gender generally don't hang on to that belief past the age of 18. The National Health Service encouraging doctors in its draft guidance to recognize that such ideology could just be a transient phase. A phase. As many kids are confused about gender before they reach puberty, even through puberty, the NHS advising doctors to treat young prepubescent children based on evidence that in most cases, gender incongruence does not persist into adolescence. The document also addressing concerns over puberty-blocking drugs, which critics say have little to no research, offering light on potential ramifications. Obviously, this is a political issue. Based on this draft guidance, the UK is going to move to more closely monitor these drugs in research settings. That's the thing. These puberty-blocking drugs are not reversible, necessarily, and there is no long-term research on how they will affect children over the long term. So contrary to the affirmation-only approach here in the United States, doctors and medical personnel in the UK encouraged to just watch and see how young people change and develop. In other words, a return to common sense. It'll be interesting to see how things develop and change here in the United States, where we appear to be taking an approach that's 180 degrees opposed to the new draft guidance from the National Health Service in the UK. Coming up, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Example from Seattle, straight ahead on 5 and 10. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. This is more literal than we've been taught. This is a literal geographic location connected to the ancient cult of the dead, the supernatural entities who deceived our distant ancestors into venerating what they thought were their ancestors, but which were in fact the spirits of the giants, the Nephilim, destroyed in the flood of Noah. Most of us in church assume that if this was really important for us to understand, it would have been taught to us in church at some point. I remind you, again, in the early church, the first 400 years after the resurrection, this was taught in church. It only began to change in the 4th and 5th centuries. And now, again, we are in the minority here. But we're not wrong.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China. China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order. And the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallup takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection. Available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, an example of fool around and find out. A socialist member of the Seattle City Council who pushed to defund the police is furious that police aren't addressing reports of human excrement being tossed onto her lawn. Kushama Sawant wrote a letter to police after they failed to investigate 6 bags of human feces left in her yard along with threatening emails. Now, we're not encouraging or supporting threatening anyone. That should never be an appropriate response to political differences. But we note that Sawant led the Defund the Police protests in Seattle in 2020, advocated for the police budget there to be cut by 50%. Most recent bag of filth tossed under a property on October 13th, 10/13, the same day police closed the investigation. She says the acts are politically motivated, and she's probably right. But note, Seattle's city council voted in the fall of 2020 and 2021 in the wake of the George Floyd protests to defund the police. And since then, the police force has been understaffed. The police department in Seattle announced this April that they would no longer investigate reports of sexual assault in the city. They don't have enough detectives to follow through. In fact, just last month, two members of the police force provided documentation to KUOW News in Seattle that not a single sexual assault case involving an adult victim was assigned to a detective. This is the result of defunding the police. Last year's police budget, approved in September of 2020, was reduced by $35.6 million. That's 9% reduction from 2019. A year later, they cut the budget again by another $7 million. Sawant had voted to reject that budget and cut it in half. But now she's incensed that the police will not investigate the bags of waste dropped on her lawn. Actions? Consequences. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference, Defender Conference Exposing the Darkness, goes live on the web November 4th. More than 24 presentations and 6 full-length feature documentary films from Skywatch Films as an added bonus. You get access to all of those for 90 days from November 4th. Time to sign up now and take advantage of this. Again, 6 full-length documentaries, including 2 Telly Award winners and the most recent, Ragnarok, Humanity's Last Stand, based on Tom Horn's best-selling book, The Wormwood Prophecy. You can find out more, get a complete look at the list of speakers, and sign up now at defenderconference.com. That's defenderconference.com. One of the speakers is featured this week on Skywatch TV. That's Pastor Carl Gallup's new book, The Yeshua Protocol, with the startling evidence that the very name of God, Yahweh, Yod, He, Vav, He, is encoded into your DNA. And when I say that, that's every strand of DNA in every one of the 3-plus trillion cells of your body. God's fingerprint all over you. No wonder David wrote, wonderfully and fearfully made. Find out this week on the broadcast program. You'll find the over-the-air schedule posted at skywatchtv.com/channels. If you've got the Skywatch TV channel for Roku or Apple TV, you can watch it right now, or you can download the video directly to your smartphone or tablet with Skywatch TV's free mobile app. That not only gets you our video content, including these daily news updates, it also updates you on important news items 3 times a week and gives you a calendar of our upcoming events. All of that right to your phone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire. We have apps for all of those and links to the app stores at our website to make things easy for you. You'll find it in the top menu bar at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.